Shalom Avracha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, we begin a new Sefer, the Sefer Shmiras Haloshin, Shir number 1. As an introduction to this Sefer was written by the Chavetz Chaim as the Musar Sefer, which complements the Halacha Sefer. The Chavetz Chaim tells us that yes, of course, we have to learn the Halachas of what we're allowed to say and listen to, and what we're not allowed to say, and what we should not listen to. Besides for learning the halachas, we also have to learn the musar, explains the Chavetz Chaim. We have to learn the severity of what does it mean to speak Lashon Hara. What does it mean? What are the consequences that come along with a person who speaks Lashon Hara? And we need both. We need the halachas, because if you don't learn the halachas, you can learn all the musar in the world, but you won't know what to do, what not to do. And you need to learn the musar, because the musar is mechazik, it strengthens a person to make sure he follows the halachas properly. We're going to begin just a minute or two here of the Hakdam, the introduction to the Sefer Shmir Saloshin. The Chavetz Chaim begins with a question based on a pasuk in Mishlei. Shlomo HaMelech tells us, Shomer piv ulishoinoi, shomer mitzoras nafshoi. In Mishlei, Chaf Aleph, Chaf Gimel, Shlomo HaMelech tells us, Shomer piv ulashoinei, one who guards his mouth, ulashoinei, and his tongue, shomer mitzoras nafshei. This person who watches what he says, he watches his mouth and his tongue to speak properly, this person will protect himself from tzoras, from tragedy. Rachmanu tzlon le'yaleinu. No one wants to have tragedies in their lives. Shlomo HaMelech tells us, you want to know how to protect yourself from tragedy? Watch what you say. Be careful with the words that leave your mouth. Shomer piv ulashoinei is shomer mitzoras nafshei. The question the Chafetz Chaim poses, why specifically? The Shlomo HaMelech tells us that you have to watch your mouth and your tongue in order to protect yourself from tzoras. More than any of the other parts of your body. You have your ears, your eyes, your hands. Why specifically the peh and the lashon? The mouth and the tongue. Understanding the answer to this question, the Chavetz Chaim says, we'll also be able to understand that which it says in Tehillim. Mi ha'ish ha'chavetz chayim, who is the man that desires life? Oyev yamim liris toiv. He's oyev yamim. He loves days, liris toiv, to see good. Netzar l'shoincha meira. So what should a person do? A person who desires life, what should he do? Netzar l'shoincha meira. He should guard his tongue from speaking evil. So explains the Chavetz Chaim that when we understand the first pasuk in Mishlei of shomer piv ulashoinei, shomer mitzoras nafshei, a person who guards his mouth and his tongue, he will also protect himself from tzaras, from tragedy, rachmanu litzlan. So too, a person who seeks life, desires life, loves days, to see good in the days that Hashem gives him, this person is netzar l'shon chameira, will guard his tongue from speaking evil. One pasuk will complement and explain the next pasuk, and Hashem will continue for the next year to explain further on this question of the Chavetz Chaim.